Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit, share, subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I'm really excited about today's episode. I am. And if you haven't caught the title of it, just wait a few moments and you're going to get it. Before I get started into this, let me say this. I know it is Friday, and typically you would see this episode every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. But Thursday was a holiday. So we're recording this, and now it is Friday. And I hope that all those who are listening and watching this episode after the holiday, if you celebrate the holiday, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now, guys, I'm excited that you're here, that you're joining TMG on this Friday. I really am. And for all of those who are saying, Travis, man, this is my very first time tuning in. My very first time hearing your voice. Let me take this time to tell you thank you very much. I'm so glad that you're here. And to all of those who say, man, listen, I have been watching and following and listening to your show ever since you've been streaming. Thank you so very much. And whether you're listening right here in the United States or maybe in Portugal or in Spain or South Africa, maybe you're listening in Mexico or in China or Japan, maybe you're listening also in somewhere in Canada or UK or France. Guys, wherever you're listening to this show, thank you all around the world for tuning into this global podcast. So glad that you're here. Guys, if you've been around a little bit, you know that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to tell and maybe come on and stream on the show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Say, Travis, man, what's that email address? tellmesomething21@gmail.com. You say, well, Travis, I know someone that has an amazing story that would be a great guest on your show, but I don't want to come on the show because I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still drop us the information at TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. There you go, guys. You know we have a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play that sponsorship information. Get it out the way because right now, guys, it's time, almost time to get into this show. And I know you're just excited. Don't go away. We'll be right back, guys. I promise you we will.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. Well, how can I do that, Travis? The information is right there. It's below. It's in the chat. And if you're not watching this, listen up because you'll see that information later on. Guys, I'm so excited to have you here joining the show this episode, guys. Now, I know when you come on each Thursday and you hear me give you the topic that we're going to talk about, sometimes you wonder, where in the world does Travis get these ideas from? Where does he come up with these titles from? Guys, today's episode, if you did not catch it, is called Sunny Days. Yes, Sunny Days. And I actually, funny story, I actually came up with what we're going to talk about today while watching Sesame Street with my grandson. We was watching Sesame Street, and the theme song kept going on and on and on. And I was thinking, I said, wait a minute, that's it. Sunny days. Who doesn't enjoy a sunny day, right? I mean, who doesn't, when you look outside and the sun's all bright and sunny, you start to feel a little bit better. And whatever you're dealing with sometimes doesn't seem as tough when you have that sunny day. Few things begin to stir feelings of excitement and satisfaction than a bright sunny day. Or maybe you enjoy the sense of self-fulfillment that comes along with a job well done, because sometimes on a sunny day, it makes you feel invigorated and you feel energized to do things. And you begin to feel like, man, I can accomplish anything. Or you begin to feel, man, really good about things that you have done or things you have to do when you see that bright, sunny day. You get that sense of self-fulfillment. Or perhaps there was a goal. Maybe it was a goal you wanted to reach, or maybe even a habit that you wanted to change. And that bright, sunny day just reminds you just how good things can be in your life. That bright, sunny day makes you feel like anything is possible. Truth is, no matter what it is, we all enjoy sunny days. But what happens when it becomes difficult to find those rays of sunshine? Our special guest today, guys, will share how they survived suicide, addiction, and suicide ideation on their way to sunny days. Guys, do me a favor. I'm going to give you a huge TMG welcome for Brian the Choco. What's up, Brian? How you doing?
What's up, brother? I'm so happy to be here, man. It truly is an honor. Thank you so much for having me as a guest on your show. I can't wait to hear what we've got to say. Thank you, Travis. I appreciate you.
Man, I told you, Brian, before the show, where that topic came from, and I thought about it and thought about it, and I said, man, this is going to be perfect because, Brian, man, when you think about this, each of us, no matter where part of the country or the world we live in, and I named several countries that are streaming, watching this show right now, and will go back and listen to this show, and Brian, no matter what part of the country or the world that we live in, everybody has been working and trying to have a sunny day where you maybe feel accomplished, where you feel like you've done some things, where you begin to even feel like you matter. Your self-esteem, your value begins to increase. Everybody wants to have a sunny day. Brian, you and I had a terrific conversation. I know, y'all. I told you this was going to be good, and we're just getting started.
I'm so excited.
We had a terrific conversation, man, before the show. Do me a favor. I know a lot about you. Please, for those who haven't met you yet or heard of you yet, please, if you will, let everybody know just a little bit about yourself, Brian.
Well, my name is Brian B.C. DiCiocco, born in Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm the author of the book, The Dream Achiever. I'm an artist. And for 15 years, I ran a custom furniture company called Colorado Lifestyle Furniture. In 2016, I shut the doors on that business, packed up a backpack, and I spent a year traveling around the world, living with host home providers in developing countries. And when I came back from that, I decided to start a nonprofit called A World Empowered. And we're a 501c3. And our mission is to help people who like helping people to help more people. And as you said earlier in the beginning, I'm also a suicide attempt survivor, and I died in a motorcycle accident August 8, 1997. So I'm super excited for this conversation that we're about to share and some of the lessons that I've learned through the dark days to bring me to the sunny ones.
See what I'm talking about, y'all? I told you this was going to be good, man. Brian, a lot of times, man, first of all, I'm glad you failed at committing suicide. If you're going to fail at anything, man, I am glad you were a total failure at committing suicide, because we would not be able to enjoy and have you here if you were a success at that. Bro, thank you so much for being a failure at that. I appreciate that, man.
Well, think or higher power, because it really wasn't up to me. I tried everything that I could. When I was 17, I played Russian roulette. But you want to hear that story? It's kind of crazy. So many things in my life are about divine intervention. And I don't care what you call it, but I know for a fact there's something greater than me out there kind of orchestrating how the universe works.
Right.
My senior year in high school was pretty fucking bleak, man. So can we speak? Am I allowed to say curse words on your podcast or this specifically family friendly? All right.
Yeah, Brian.
So my senior year really, really sucked. My grandma got brain cancer, came to live with my family. And there were days I would come home from school and she'd be lying naked on the ground with her having soiled herself. And no 15, 16, 17-year-old kid should have to come home, pick up their grandma, help her wipe and clean her up and get her back in bed. She finally succumbed to that brain cancer. And a week later, my girlfriend breaks up with me, tells me that she's in love with my best friend.
Oh, wow.
So that's a pretty crappy month.
I would say so.
A week or two after that, I decided that I didn't want to lose my grandma, my girlfriend, and my best friend all in the same month. So I decided to ask my friend out to lunch. I was like, dude, we need to sit down. We need to hash this out. We need to go to lunch. Will you meet me? So he shows up. I tell him that, dude, you're one of my best friends. You've been my friend for the last 6 years. I don't want to lose my grandma, my girlfriend, and you. And I'll never forget the look on his face, Travis. He looked me in the eye and said, Brian, we were never that close to begin with.
Whoa.
He slammed the table, got up, and walked away. I didn't go back to school after lunch. I went home. I found my grandpa's gun. I played Russian roulette. I spun the cylinder, put it to my head, pulled the trigger, click. Pulled the trigger, click.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there and I'm crying and I'm shaking and boom! I was shaking and crying and convulsing so bad that the gun went off my hand and blew a hole through the wall in my parents' house. And I went from, I want to die. I can't do this anymore. I'm a worthless piece of shit. I'm not worthy of love. To, son of a bitch, my dad's going to kill me. So I spent the next 3 hours trying to air out the house and patch the hole in the wall so that when my parents got home, they had no idea what happened. And that was the first suicide attempt. And then August 8th, 1997, there's a thing called passive suicide. That's when you do really stupid shit. You know, often you'll do police-assisted suicide or something like that.
Right.
I had a Honda CBR 600 F3. That's a race-ready rocket on wheels. It's a street-legal motorcycle, but I was doing 85 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, and I broadsided a pickup truck. I had compound fractures of both of my femurs, 6 broken ribs. My heart stopped in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. It stopped in the ER when they were trying to put me back together like Humpty Dumpty.
Goodness,
and then again on the third day, my lungs filled up with blood and bone marrow, and my heart was so weak from all the trauma that when they went to intubate me, my heart stopped again for a third time. So I know a little bit about those dark, cloudy, rainy days and trying to see your way through. And I'm really excited to be able to use those experiences that I went through and the wisdom and knowledge that I gleaned from it to try to help others try to avoid similar circumstances. And again, thank you so much for having me on here today to share this story.
Man, just hearing what you're saying, Brian, speaks to there's definitely a reason for you to be here. And I tell everybody this, you know, you're not a mistake for being alive. You're not some random cause of events for being here. You are here on purpose. You are here for a reason. And I understand life brings obstacles and it will bring difficulties you did not expect. But just because life brought it to you does not mean you cannot make it through it. Just because life brought it to you doesn't mean you cannot make it through it. And we all, if you're listening, no matter where you're listening right now or what language you're hearing this in, understand this. You have a purpose for being here. I know people sometimes can make you feel like you don't have a purpose. I know things sometimes can make you feel and appear as if there's nothing important or special about you. But there is something unique about you. Even down to your fingerprints, there's something. Nobody can do exactly what you do when you do it. Now, they can copy you, but they can't be you. You are the original you. And Brian, what I'm hearing, man, is you had all these things and all you wanted, man, from your grandmother and her situation, from your relationship with your friend and your girl, from your whole family, the emotions that you had to be at 17. And we already know people at 17 are a ball of emotions anyhow. Hormones everywhere, emotions everywhere. You had your identity is wrapped up into everything that you feel at that time. And to have all of that, all you wanted was a sunny day. You told your friend, we're going to go to lunch. We're going to hash it out because I can't lose my grandmother and lose my girlfriend and lose you all in the same month. I need a sunny day. Everybody enjoys them. Everybody enjoys them, man. But Brian, these things that came about and they just seemed to just take the sun right out of your life. How did that begin to mess with your value system and how you saw yourself, man?
That's a really good question. My self-hatred didn't begin with those experiences.
For
a really long time, I felt inadequate and like nothing I ever did was ever good enough. And I don't know why. Like, I had good parents, but I felt like I was unlovable. So all of that was kind of dormant, lying underneath. That was part of my programming and my subconscious. And then when all of those things happened sequentially at the same time, basically back to back to back, that's when it was like, I'm worthless. There's no end right. in sight. The pain will never subside. There will never be another sunny day. Today is as good as it's ever going to fucking get.
Wow.
And
wow.
when you feel like today is awful, but this is as good as it's ever going to get, then ending yourself, self-deleting, often feels like the most attractive, easiest, and painless way through, you know? So did that really answer your question? I mean,
yeah, it did.
I felt worthless and unlovable for a really long time leading up to that experience. So,
yeah, it did, man. You know, and I can't imagine, you know, a lot of people who are listening and watching right now, whether they attempted anything that you've done or attempted anything else, they've gone through life and they feel the same way. They feel in the same way. They were unlovable, unworthy of being loved, that nobody will ever love you. No one will ever care for you. And no one will ever value who you are as a person, as an individual.
Nothing and you, say, you know what? Will ever be good enough.
Oh, yeah, that part, right? That part right there. No matter what you do, it will never be good enough for a sunny day. You know, you can see somebody else with a sunny day. You can see somebody else enjoying their life, but I don't deserve one. I'm not good enough for one. And we live halfway. We live our lives, a lot of times, Brian, we live our lives behind the clouds. And when I say behind the clouds, you think about a day outside, and it's you know it's daylight because you can see the daylight, but the sun is behind, is hidden behind the clouds. And we can't quite see the full ray of the light from the sun. We know it's daylight. We know we're in a pretty good situation. We know we got a job, we got a house. We know we're not living under a bridge somewhere. So we know there's some silver lining to the cloud, but I just can't seem to enjoy my day. And there's sometimes, Brian, a lot of people can be in a good situation and can't seem to find that reason to smile, can't find that reason to be happy. And if they look around, the cloud, the sun is just not shining on
me. It's like
me.
That character from Charlie Brown, you know, there's that one character yeah. where everywhere they go, it's just a cloud of crap.
Pink and pin.
It's just raining on, yeah. It's Pink raining pin. On you no matter where you go. And no matter how fast you try to run, no matter how hard you try to work, you just can't outrun the stink, right?
And you can't work enough hours on your job. You can't have enough friends. You can't have enough relationships. And the sun, I'm going to say this to everybody right now that's listening. To everybody that's listening right now who says, I just want the sun to shine on me. I just need to feel the sun shine on me. It might take some effort, and we're going to dive into this. It's going to take some effort, and it might take a strong breeze. In other words, it might take some help for some things that are unconventional. It might take some help for some things that you thought you wouldn't need. It might take partnering with someone. It might take getting some counseling. It might take doing some things that you're uncomfortable with. It might take those things in order to get that sunny day. Brian, we all enjoy them. Were there moments that you felt like blaming yourself, though?
Well, I always others? Blame myself. One thing, you remind me a lot of Les Brown. Have you ever, do you know who
Why
Les
does
Brown
everybody
is?
Tell me that?
That's because you are, brother. You remind me a lot of Les Brown. And Les Brown says, sometimes you got to believe in someone's belief in you until your belief kicks in. But one of the yep. things that I like to add to that, when I go to schools and I speak to kids or I'm working with somebody that's on the edge of the cliff, right? Mm-hmm. No amount of social validation can ever silence that internal dialogue.
Man, what you say. Show no.
No number of girlfriends, no amount in your bank account, no amount of social validation can ever compensate or silence that inner critic.
Yep.
So that's the first thing that we have to work on is trying to understand we are intrinsically loved and valued for who we are just by being here. Exactly. And that's the hardest thing to do to convince somebody that feels like they're a worthless piece of crap, who feels like there were times in my life, Travis, where I legitimately felt not just like I was a worthless piece of crap, but the entire world would be better off without me in it. I felt like a vortex. I felt like I sucked the light and the joy out of everything around me. And if I were to remove myself from the world, that the world would be a better place without me. And I know that there's people out there right now that feel that exact same way. They feel like they are a vortex of joy, that they just suck everything happy out of the world around them. And to try to convince them that they are loved and valued and that there's something they can do just by being here, that's the hardest undertaking in the world. And that takes divine intervention. That takes something or someone stepping in besides them that help them feel like, hey, just by being here, there's something you can do.
That's man. Listen, I tell everybody this. I tell so much on this show. I'm really transparent, man. Exactly what you just described. You described me. I felt the same way for a long time, Brian. And I felt that this whole world would be a better place without me. I felt my family would be better off without me. I felt my kids would be better off without me. I felt that, you know what, guys, if you want a good time, just don't come around me. I am going to ruin your life. I felt those things. So I know exactly what you mean. And it does take divine intervention. And it takes that strong wind we was talking about. I want everybody to imagine, if you will, imagine a day. And you know it's bright outside because you can see the light. And the cloud is hiding behind the sun is hiding behind the clouds. And while the sun is hiding behind the clouds, and you say, I wish there was more sunlight. I wish there was more light out here. The only way there's going to be more light is if there's a breeze that come and blow the clouds. Right now, a lot of people are waiting on that breeze. Right now, a lot of people are hoping for that breeze. In other words, it's going to take some things that makes you uncomfortable. And I'm going to put it out there. Sometimes the sunshine that we want to feel is only going to come by doing those things that make us feel uncomfortable. Listen, sunshine is comfortable. It's comfortable to be in the rays of that warm sunlight. But if you want to really enjoy the life you want, you're going to have to do some things that make you uncomfortable every time. You do something that makes you uncomfortable. It's just like that strong breeze blowing on the clouds. Listen, right now, everything that you've been hoping is waiting to be revealed. It's waiting to come to the forefront. It's already there. There's some things, Brian, that we have to do that makes us uncomfortable. It means having uncomfortable conversations. It means addressing uncomfortable things about ourselves. Brian, you can attest to this. When I was feeling that way, Brian, I had to first have hard, uncomfortable conversations with me.
100%. You can't just sit back on your couch eating Cheetos and playing video games, Netflix and chilling and hope that God comes through your front door and gives you that wake up call. And the fact of the matter is, some people might be pieces of crap right now. When I was 17, 18, 19, so immediately following my motorcycle accident, you would think that would be like the heavens parting and the light bulb turning on, and you'd be like,
right.
I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive.
You're right. Right.
Right. You would think that somebody who survived a near death experience like that would have a whole new appreciation and joy for life. Right. No, I still felt like a piece of shit. I still felt like I was worthless. I still felt like I was unlovable.
Right.
I was so mad that the universe would allow me to go through that pain and trauma and then not allow me to die. So that's when I started to do even stupider shit. So after my motorcycle, it's when I found myself addicted to drugs and hanging out with gang members here in my town and even doing worse, dumber shit. And I was starting fights with anybody that would look at me cross. I would steal from anybody that left anything on the counter. I was I became, because my belief was that I was worthless, I became, worthless.
You became it. You became it.
And the fact of the matter, so one day, this is a really pivotal moment in my life. You know, I was addicted to meth for about 2.5 years, and I lost everything and everyone that I cared about, because that's what happens when you're a lying, fighting, stealing drug addict, right? I lied and stole and started fights with everybody that I knew. And pretty soon there was nobody left in my life. And I'm sitting on a park bench. There was this little park near my house that had like 5 soccer fields and 2 ponds and jungle gyms. And there were always kids fishing or playing soccer or playing tag or hide and seek. And
right.
I would go to this park to remind myself that there was still some happy in the world, right? I would go to this park to remind myself that there was still joy. And one day, I hadn't slept in 72 hours, and I go to this park at like 6 o'clock at night in an August evening, and the sun's just getting ready to go behind the mountains, and it's cascading this beautiful golden hue over the Colorado Rockies, and there's nobody in this park. Nobody. I am completely alone. And remember, I'm destitute. I've got no friends. And I start to cry. And again, I don't know what anybody's belief system is out there. I don't really think it matters what you call your creator, but something spoke to me in that moment, Travis. It spoke to me in a way that echoed and reverberated to the very cells of my soul, the mitochondria in my DNA. It wasn't audible. It wasn't my subconscious, because I was intimately familiar with the voices in my head. Right? It spoke to me and said, if you don't stop what you're doing, we're going to take it back. And I knew in that moment that something or someone or some council of beings or something decided not to allow me to die the day I wrecked my motorcycle. Something allowed me to survive that, because I shouldn't have. When my right femur broke and was sticking out through my jeans, it also severed my femoral artery. I was bleeding out on the asphalt.
You were bleeding out. You were bleeding out, Brian.
Yeah. The lady right behind the guy that I hit was an EMT on her day off. She took off my belt, used it as a tourniquet. From the time the ambulance picked me up to the time I got to the hospital, I had 6 units of blood transfused. I hit that truck so hard on my motorcycle that I moved him 4 feet, blew out 2 of his tires, and flew 20 feet over the hood of his truck, landed on the asphalt, not wearing a helmet. But my head hit my forearms and saved me from smashing my skull in. There's no logical explanation how I survived that. Something allowed me to live through that accident. And if I didn't stop what I was doing, do an about face and start walking 180 degrees in a new direction, that gift of a second chance was about to be taken back.
Wow.
I was a piece of shit. I was worthless, because that was my paradigm. That was my belief system. So I became that.
You became that.
And in that moment, when they said, if you don't stop what you're doing, we're going to take it back, I realized that something or someone wanted me here more than I wanted to be here.
Wow. That's
deep. There must be a reason for that. Not because of the person that I was, but because of the person that I could become. Remember, I was a drug addict, lying thief.
Come on, man.
They didn't keep me here on this earth because of the person that I was. They decided to allow me to stay because of the person that I could become. So if someone's listening to this and they don't feel intrinsically loved, they feel like they're a worthless piece of crap. They feel like they're a void vortex of joy. You might be. That's okay. We have to have an honest conversation with ourselves with humility. Yeah. And say, okay, this is who I am right now, but I don't want to go through a motorcycle accident, and I don't want God to take this second gift back. So I might want to choose to become something more than I am right now.
Wow, man. Let me tell you something, Brian. Hearing that story, man, I love a story. The reason I love a story, because every story always has that turning point. And it's at that turning point where the story can just change on you. And what I hear is you had that difficult conversation with you. You had that strong breeze. And what it did was it allowed the sun to come from behind the clouds in your life. And I'm going to tell everybody, let everybody know this. And just listen to you. And everybody knows this, whether you believe this or not, you don't have to believe it. It's just true. You are what you believe you are. You will always become what you believe. If you believe that you are nothing, if your self-value of yourself is very low, you will always make decisions based on how you see yourself.
Yep. Right?
What do you mean? You will always make decisions based on how you see yourself, not how you see how you will be. You are making decisions now based on how you see yourself. I promise you, you are. Look at the job you got. Look at the car you got. Look at the house you got. If you got those, look at all the things. They've come based on the way that you see yourself. How we process us. See, it's not about how someone else processes you. It's that's going to determine what sunny day you have. And a lot of times, Brian, we're waiting for...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Someone else to give us that validation. We're waiting on a group to give us the validation. We wait on parents and our friends and our loved ones to give us validation. You have first got to validate yourself. You got to first tell yourself and believe and know that you are worth it. You are worth something, that you are intrinsically valuable. Just because you're here, you're valuable. Just because you're breathing, you have value. And people will make us feel less than that. But Brian, we have value. And so you took this hard look at yourself. You let that strong wind blow. That breeze came through. And sometimes that strong breeze could be means a shift in the way we think. It could be a shift in the way. And I get it. That shift in the way we think, Brian, can be different than what our family has said. It could be different than what our friends have said. It could be different than what our teachers or professors in school have said. It could be different than what you heard all your entire life. It could be different than what your culture is telling you. Your culture said, well, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to act like that. You know, people like us don't do things like that. We leave that for everybody else. Well, when you leave that for everybody else, when everyone else has shifted their thinking and they're now having sunny days, don't get mad because they're enjoying a sunny day because they shifted in how they think. So sometimes that strong breeze, Brian, means we have to go against what everything we've heard, go against everything someone taught us. It means may have to stand alone. You could be the only person standing outside and say, that breeze is going to blow those clouds. You may look like an idiot. You may look like a fool. You may look like, oh, he's lost his mind. But if you have to be the only one standing, you stand. If you have to be the only one waiting on that breeze, you do it. If you have to be the only one who changed your mindset, then you change it. If you have to be the only one who says, I'm not going to live my life like this, then you be the only one who does that. Then you be the only one enjoying the sun. Brian, man.
Well, sometimes you got to be the breeze, right? Like I was saying earlier.
That's what I'm talking about, breeze. Sometimes
you can't just sit there and wait for the breeze to part the clouds. Sometimes you got to be the breeze. Sometimes if you are a worthless POS, you got to change who you are and how you show up in the world. And you got to be the breeze and blow those clouds away so that you can enjoy the sunny day. Sometimes you got to be the breeze. And again, that takes accountability, self-awareness. Taking a good close look in the mirror, not judging yourself based on what other people are doing, but what are you doing? It's been said that the only person you should ever judge yourself against is the person you were yesterday.
Facts.
It's not the person on Instagram or TikTok or the person showing up in Maseratis and G4 fucking jets and shit. It's who was I yesterday and am I better than I was before? So sometimes we got to be the breeze, blow those clouds away so that we can enjoy the sunny day, so that you can be worthy of love, so that you can get the things that you want out of life. And I love what you said before, because our beliefs create our thoughts, our thoughts create our actions create our results, and our results lead back to our beliefs. So if we believe that we're unlovable and we happen to trick some girl into falling in love with us, right? The first thing we're going to do is we're going to be jealous or insecure, or we're going to cheat on them, and we're going to do everything in our power subconsciously, often, most of the time, without even knowing it, we're going to sabotage that relationship, and we're going to sink that thing because we didn't believe that we were worth it. If we get a job and you believe, hey, I'm stupid, I'm not qualified, I didn't deserve to get this, I was promoted above so-and-so because I've got this friendship or this relationship or the first thing that we do is we're going to slack off. We're going to hang out at the water cooler. We're going to be playing Sudoku on our computer, and we're going to sabotage that job. And the next thing you know, you're fired, man. It's our beliefs create our thoughts create our actions create our results, and it circles back to reinforce. And you got to go back and you got to be that belief. Okay. You got to be the wind.
Yep.
You got to blow those clouds. Okay, I might not feel like I'm worthy right now. I might not feel like I'm qualified right now.
Say it, man. Say it.
What do I got to do in order to make myself qualified? What do I have to do in order to be worthy of love? Mm. How do I improve myself? Okay, am I jealous? How do I work on that? Because that's a very unattractive quality. If you're a jealous person, you're not going to have a girlfriend for long, man.
No, not long at all.
What do you got to do to work on yourself so that you believe that you deserve love, and that even if it doesn't work out, that's on her and not on you, so that when you go into that relationship, you're not going to be jealous. You're not going to be insecure.
Correct.
You're not going to be checking her phone and things like that. You got to go be the breeze and blow those clouds away, and you got to work on yourself.
Man, listen. You brought something up, and we were talking about being the breeze. I heard someone say, this is what we have to do in order to see the change that we want. We have to become the change that we need. Let me say it again. In order to see the change that you want, you must become the change that you need. And in other words, we have to begin to initiate that breeze. We have to begin to initiate that change. The sunny day that we want, and I'm going to drop this, y'all. Watch this. The sunny day that we want is just a thought away. You're just one thought away from the day that you want. Well, Travis, how do you know that? Everything, think about this, everything that has ever been invented in this world that we know about was just one thought away. I don't care if you think about the pasteurization of milk. I don't care if you think about an automobile. I don't care if you think about hair care products. there was only one thought away. You're just one thought away from the day that you want to have. You're just one thought away from the sun that you're trying to feel. And everything that we've been struggling with, Brian, all I see is a cloudy day. Just one thought away. You're just one thought away, but you don't know what's going on. One thought away. You don't know where I've been. One thought away. You don't know what I've said, what I've done, who's done this to me. I know. Let me say this. If you're in the result of what someone else has done to you, maybe it was child molestation, maybe it was a rape, maybe it was abuse in a marriage or relationship, whatever it might be, one thought away. That breeze that you need, it may be some therapy, it may be some counseling, but you're one thought from changing that around. You're one thought from changing. I remember reading the story about Colonel Sanders, the guy who started that chicken.
KFC,
And the guy said he was rejected 999 times when he was trying to get people to buy in and do what he wanted. 999 times. This is what he said, his words, exact words. He said, but he got that one yes. Your one yes. Your one yes. Your one yes from telling yourself that, yes, you can. You're that one yes away. Yeah, I can do this. Yes, I am worthy. Yes, I am something special. Yes, I do matter. Yes, I can do this. Yes, I can change. Yes, my life can be better. Maybe you're one yes away from changing your... And if you look at KFC, it's all around the world. You're one yes from everybody knowing your name. You're one yes from everything changing about you. You're one yes from everything that you knew about you becoming completely different. Now, I know there were some practical things that you had to implore, Brian.
For sure.
What are some practical, everyday things that you did that helped you get this yes, that you became the breeze? What are some practical things that you did?
Well, it all started because I realized that I had a really shitty outlook on life.
Mm-hmm.
And that in order to change that, I had to change the way I viewed things. So I became a fanatic about personal growth. I think 7 days worth of personal growth stuff in my iTunes. Like, you can listen to my iTunes 24 hours a day for 7 days straight and not make it all the way through my personal development.
Wow.
So reading books and listening to personal growth stuff. I heard Jim Rohn.
Yep.
And Jim Rohn said, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the ingredients you pour into your mental factory.
That's good.
So being very careful about the ingredients that we're putting into our mental factory, I read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, there was one line that changed my thinking that revolutionized my life.
Uh-huh.
Napoleon Hill said, within every setback or difficulty lies a seed of equal or greater success.
Mm.
That every single thing that happens to you, good or bad, particularly the bad, within every setback or difficulty lies a seed of equal or greater success. So when something comes up in your life and you're looking at that, like, I just got a flat tire, or a girlfriend just broke up with me, or whatever, with every seed or every setback, there's a seed that leads you one step up the ladder, right? So it changed my perspective when bad things would happen. I really bought into that philosophy of within every setback or difficulty. So when something does come up in my life, instead of saying, son of a bitch, this isn't fair. I don't have the money for this. I can't deal with this. I sit back and I'm curious. I'm like, somewhere in this shit is a seed. Like Jack and the Beanstalk. Somewhere in this experience, my motorcycle accident, my girlfriend breaking up with me, my suicide attempt, my drug addiction, somewhere in this is a seed that I can plant and it's going to grow and I can climb that thing one rung up the ladder or perhaps all the way to the pot of gold. So that, that was a fundamental philosophy shift. When we're talking about our belief system, that thing was paramount to me, to believe that within every setback or difficulty lies a seed of equal or greater success. Like we talk about, and it's like a, it's a punchline to a joke when we say everything happens for a reason, right?
And right.
You try to tell someone that, that, you know, just lost a loved one or, you know, just got fired from their job and they're staring at a poster notice. They're like, yeah, get out of here with that everything happens for a reason stuff. But if you can step back and be a little bit curious and be like, huh, there must be a seed in here somewhere. That's a good place to start. Technically speaking, I started taking Tai Chi and Qigong clash.
Okay.
So I had no idea about energy. I had no idea about empaths and HSPs. And I realized like, I really do absorb the emotions and the energies of the people that I come in contact with. So
there you go.
I'll be sitting there having a deep conversation, giving a hug to a friend that's standing on the cliff. They want to put that gun to their head, right?
Right.
And 3 days later, I'm a basket case. I'm bawling. I feel like ending myself. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? The sun is shining. My girlfriend loves me. I've got a good job. What? Why am I so off the wagon here? And I realize, oh, yeah, I spent 5 hours with that friend. Maybe some of what's bubbling up in me is some of the stuff that I
have. Right.
You know, so practically speaking, taking classes like Tai Chi and Qigong helped me to get rid of shit like that that wasn't good for
right,
me.
Right.
Dark, negative, heavy, dense, sad, sorrow energies. Get rid of some of that stuff, dispel it, and cultivate some of that sunshine. Bring in some of that joy and love and light. You know, raise my vibration up. So practically speaking, you know, read the books, buy into the seed of equal or greater success, and actually do something like Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, yoga, something like that, to actually get rid of some of the crap that's probably not even yours and actually raise your vibration to the next level.
Man, listen, Brian, I'm going to say this. Here's why I hear. Whether you take Tai Chi or whatever, let me help you guys out, everybody. What Brian said was he became the breeze that he needed. He became the breeze that he needed. Whether it's a hobby, whether it's drawing, whether
volunteering.
It's singing, doesn't volunteering, no matter what it is, Brian said, I learned I had to be intentional. He said, if you listen to what he has, all these intentional speaking, positive speaking on how to feed and plant and seed it. So some practical things you can do. So where Travis, man, I'm in a wheelchair. I can't do that. But there are still some things you could do. There's still some things you can listen to. Well, man, I can't hear. I'm deaf. But there's still some auto things you can hear with subtitles. So there's things that you could do to feed yourself. So we have to be intentional. Some of the practical things we could do. Number one, you must be intentional about getting better. You must be intentional. You have to be intentional. Number two, Brian said, man, I hang out with my friend. They're on the cliff. They're feeling better. And now 2 days later, I'm feeling like they were feeling. You have got to learn to manage where you spend your time. You've got to manage where you spend. You can't spend your time always watching depressing things or listening to depressing things. And then you think it won't impact. Oh, yes, it's going to impact, because your mind is designed to absorb it. Your mind is designed to take it in. And the more you feed your mind something subconsciously, listen, we did a show last week on unconscious bias. And a lot of things that we're doing in this show, we're talking about in this show, guys, whether you believe it or not, we are unconsciously choosing these things. We're unconsciously choosing the negative parts about ourselves. We're unconsciously connecting to every negative thing about ourselves. If there was something positive, we wouldn't even select it. If it was something good, we wouldn't even choose it. So we have to, on purpose, do things to help keep that energy up. I can't be happy. Nobody told you to be bouncing off the wall every time. I'm not bouncing off the wall every time, but I guarantee you my energy is high, it's up, which means I have to on purpose say I'm going to have a sunny day. As a matter of fact, do me a favor, everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening, go ahead and put it in chat. I am going to have a sunny day. Yeah, go ahead and type it right now in chat. If you're driving or if you're at work, go ahead and say it. I'm going to have a sunny day. Brian,
I choose to have a sunny day.
Man, I know that's right. Well, all these practical things that you put in place, Brian, to help yourself, man, keep a sunny day. How did these come into play when it came to your nonprofit? I like to call it AWE, A-W-E, A World Empowered. How did these help you kind of formulate that?
Well, I mean, going back to the original part of the story, right? Like, I felt like I was a worthless POS. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do something to give back. I wanted to turn myself into something that deserved to be here, that contributed to society. So I started by donating blood. You know, I got 6 units of blood transfused on my way to the hospital in that ambulance ride. So I started giving blood back, you know, and then I decided I was asked one day if I wanted to join the bone marrow registry. And then sure as shit, I got selected. I was a match for a four-year-old with leukemia. Wow. And I donated bone marrow. And I started volunteering with organizations like Realities for Children or the Grand Families Coalition or, you know, Parks and Rec and making trails and stuff like that. And then I shut my furniture company down because one day, 12 years into running Colorado Lifestyle Furniture, I awoke from a dream. Mm-hmm. When I woke up, my pillow was sopping wet and I had been bawling. And in this dream, Travis, I was standing before a council of beings and they asked me, Brian, if all you do with your life is build furniture for other people, will you consider your time well spent? And it wasn't judgmental. Like, these were benevolent, loving entities, right? Like, if I had been able to answer in the affirmative, yeah, I love what I'm doing. I feel like I'm contributing. This is my purpose. If I had been able to answer yes, they would have celebrated. They would have been delighted.
Right.
The problem was, for me, in that moment, the answer was no. If all that I did was build entertainment centers and bedroom furniture for people, and I woke up on my deathbed 10, 20, 40, 50 years from now, I would have considered my second chance wasted. So I decided, that's when in the moment I was like, oh, crap. I'm heading down the wrong path again. I need to find a way to do something more, and I need to do something big. Like, I meant to do something larger than just running a furniture company.
Right, right.
So I went to a sweat lodge. My dad is really close with the Lakota tribe up in South Dakota.
Okay.
And I actually went through a true traditional Lakota sweat. And in that sweat, I asked Nkashala, could you show me the path that I'm meant to be on to become the man that I'm supposed to be? And within 24 hours, Costa Rica was flashing like a Vegas neon billboard, right? Costa Rica, Costa Rica. Sure as shit. I took off, went to Costa Rica. I thought it was going to be like a reconnaissance trip, right? I came back, I shut my furniture company down, rented out my properties, and I moved to Costa Rica. I spent 3 months riding my motorcycle from Nicaragua to Panama, and that's when I started traveling the world. And every place that I went, there was something that I could do. In Costa Rica was sexual awareness. In Nicaragua was some sort of commerce because they live on like $1.50 a day in some communities, right?
Oh, wow.
And then I came back for a couple of weeks, and then I went to Southeast Asia and spent 8.5 months traveling around Southeast Asia. And like, okay, they need clean water in Indonesia, and they need sexual awareness or women's rights in Vietnam. And like, so my original idea, as I'm flipping over pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, was that I could have this nonprofit, and I can have all these projects all over the globe, and I can spend my life traveling and absorbing these cultures and these communities.
Right, right.
And one day I'm meditating and I'm sitting there in the lagoon. You know, when you're in the ocean, you're in salinated water, you can just sit there and float. You don't even have to move.
It's enough salt water in there. You'll float.
I'm sitting there and I realize, why would I go to India and create a brand new clean water initiative when there's 2,000 NGOs already doing it? Mm-hmm. Why would I reinvent the wheel, apply for the same grant, steal their volunteers and try to reinvent the wheel when I can use my skill set to try to help facilitate the growth of other nonprofits that are already doing great work? So I pivoted. I knew that a world empowered was what I was meant to do, is what I was meant to be. It was the next level up the ladder, right? So I realized, okay, I'm going to use my speaking skills. I'm going to use my book, and I'm going to try to raise money and write grants to other nonprofits who have already figured it out. And then 2 years ago, because of my personal affinity and experience with mental health, my suicide attempt and drug addiction, I'm sitting back and I'm looking at how we address mental health in this culture. It is so reactive in nature. We wait until something's broken to try to put the pieces back together.
Yep, that's pretty much how it works.
We try to fix it with legislation, medication, and incarceration. You know, they try to pass laws in Congress to get rid of words and tools. When that doesn't work, they put kids on SSRIs. When that doesn't work, they put them on a 72-hour hold in a mental health facility, or they don't do anything and they wait until something worse happens and they end up somewhere awful, right? So I'm looking at how we address mental health in this culture. And I'm like, we're not doing a damn thing proactive to try to help these kids. We're not trying to figure out why they're so angry, disconnected, disenfranchised, that they're willing to harm themselves, take a drug or harm their classmates, right? But we know things. We know things, Travis. We know for a fact, through actual randomized double-blind placebo studies for meditation and mindfulness, utilizing yoga to decrease PTSD or get out of your sympathetic nervous system, things like Tai Chi, that they've actually done studies on these things and how they can build a sense of community and culture and help a person elevate their self-esteem. They've done studies on this, but we're not teaching any of it. So I'm like,
oh no, of course not. Absolutely.
How do we make, so my dream, my current vision, I'm still helping other nonprofits, Travis, but the thing that I'm really laser focused in right now is my dream is that every kid in every grade in every school across the country start their day with at least a 10-minute practice of intentional breathing, intentional stretching, and intentional energy. So we've removed the spiritual, quasi-religious aspects of meditation, yoga, and Tai Chi, and just focus on the exercise itself. And we're creating a video series where all the teacher has to do is push play, and a cartoon character will lead these kids through these exercises to try to help press that pressure release valve. So, you know, like your water heater or your air compressor has a pressure valve on it.
Correct.
When the pressure starts to build and that thing's about to blow, that little pressure valve will go and it go, and it kind of lets that pressure off.
Lets the pressure off.
And that's what these tools will do. These little cartoon videos are like pressing that pressure release valve before a mental health crisis occurs, before they end up on an SSRI or on a 72-hour hold.
Or before the cops have been called in for a obvious mental health concern, and it's been addressed like this person is violent and they're having a mental health episode or they're having a mental health emergency, and it's not treated as a mental health emergency. It's treated as a violent offender. And it's because of that, now this person who is having a mental health emergency being treated like a violent offender, and they get treated as such.
Yeah, so imagine a world 20 years from now, Travis, where every kid in every grade in every school across the country has practiced at least 10 minutes and they know how to calm themselves in a stressful situation. They know how to get deactivated, de-trigger. They can get out of their sympathetic nervous system. They might be having a disagreement with their loved one, or they might be getting ready to, somebody just cuts them off in traffic and they're about ready to road rage, right?
Rage.
They know
rage
how to
up.
Okay, let's take that breath. Yeah, they've practiced intentional breathing. They've practiced intentional stretching and intentional movement, and they can actually de-escalate situations. They can have more conversations. They can feel more connected to their peers and their family members and things like that. I can picture a world 20 years from now where this is the norm, where most people have at least, like brushing your teeth, you do this once a day and your breath don't stink. Maybe if you practice these exercises once a day, your mind won't stink.
So. Oh, Brian, that was good. You hit hard with that one, Brian. I want to show everybody your website. Brian, if someone wanted to get in contact with you on your website, this is your website right here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, aworldempowered.org or aworldempowered.com. I encourage you to check out the Awe Kids program. It stands for A World of Empowered Kids. And I've got a bunch of case studies on there of all the scientific studies. Well, not all of them, but a handful of the scientific studies that have been done on the efficacy of these different techniques. And you can contact me via email. I think my cell phone's even on that website. And you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram as well. So yeah, that would be awesome.
I think this is your website right here, Brian.
I believe so. Looks right.
Yeah, there you go, right there. World Empower, guys. About all kids. There we go.
Yeah, click on the All Kids. Yeah.
The All Kids program. Love that.
So we've got 9 videos already filmed, edited, and run through an AI program because they were filmed with live action models or instructors. Wow. And then we ran those through an AI program to actually make them cartoonized because I didn't figure a 8-year-old kindergartner would resonate with a 55-year-old instructor, right? So we've got 9 videos. The app is being built as we speak so that we have a beta program. They'll go in, they'll do their unique username and login. They'll do a psychometric evaluation, like on a scale from 1 to 10, how happy are you today? On a scale from 1 to 10, how much anxiety are you feeling today? And we'll get this information. We're going to do a beta test of 100 to 150 kids. That way, when we actually start approaching schools, we can say this is an evidence-informed program. We know that this works based on these testimonials and the results that we've gotten from our beta test. So this is an evidence-informed program, and we want every kid in every grade in every school to at least start their day with this. You know, one of the things that we hear all the time, I don't know if you know any teachers, but they're stressed all out, right?
Yeah, I do. I do.
That first period bell rings, and these kids had just gotten off the bus. They just got their parents just dropped them off in the car. You know, they're blaring music. Maybe mom and dad are going at it in the car. They're yelling and screaming at each other or whatever. They just got off the bus and their friends are throwing stuff at them and they're telling jokes. And then that first bell rings and we expect these kids to sit there and be calm.
No, they're not. They're not. No way. They're amped up, man. They're amped.
So what if we can help their teachers, you know, like calm the kids down so that the teachers aren't so stressed out, so that their days don't start off on the wrong foot. How about we get these kids into a state where they're de-escalated, they're ready to be calm, they're actually feeling positive and optimistic about themselves again, and they're actually ready to learn rather than the bell rang, sit down and be quiet. It's time to learn. Man, that doesn't work. Let's give these teachers the tools so that they're not so stressed out, so that the kids are ready to learn, and give the kids a chance to de-escalate. And so, you know, if they go home and their best friend just told their deepest, darkest secret to their friends, or their little sister broke their favorite toy, that they're not flying off the handle, they can go through this exercise and be like, okay, maybe this ain't such a big deal. I'll be okay.
I'll be okay. All right.
It's all going to be okay. The sun's right behind the clouds, Travis. It's all going to be okay.
Sunny days. Man, I'm asking a question, Brian. I like to ask this of all my guests. What is something that you would say right now, you would like to say to encourage someone listening who might be still waiting on those sunny days?
I love this question. Thank you for asking. One of the most important realizations I think that we can ever adopt, and when I go in to speak to schools or kids or anybody struggling, have you ever done a jigsaw puzzle?
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those 1,000-piece jigsaw. Yep. What's the first thing you do when you do a puzzle?
First thing I do is I look for the edge pieces. Well, you turn them over.
Right.
Turn them over.
So that's a metaphor for life. Our life is like a jigsaw puzzle, but we don't have a picture on the top of the box. We don't know what that thing's supposed to look like, right? So the first thing we do with life, life dumps the puzzle out. And those things are all scattered everywhere.
Everywhere.
Some of them are upside down. And our job in life is to flip over the pieces of the puzzle. We're flipping over pieces. And that's your first 15, 18, 25 years of life, just flipping over pieces. You're trying to find where those borders are, right? And you're trying to see which pieces fit. You flip over a piece, you try to figure out where this one goes. And sometimes you're going to wreck a motorcycle. Sometimes a girlfriend's going to break up with you. Sometimes some shit's going to happen. And you can't just come to a piece of your jigsaw puzzle and be like, you know what? Fuck this one. I don't like this one. This one's jagged and ugly and broke. No, I don't like this one. If you do that to all of these ugly puzzle pieces, at the end of your life, when you step back and you look at it, it's going to have all these big holes. The picture's not going to be complete. That might be an important part of your life. That worst day could be your greatest gift. You can't come to that ugly puzzle piece and be like, I don't want this one. I'm not going to see how this fits. I don't care. I'm throwing this away. That's not how life works. We have to look at that piece and say, I don't like this piece, but it might be a part of the beautiful picture. When I sit back at the end of my life and I try to get an image of what I'm trying to create, that ugly piece might be the most important part of that picture. Our worst day could be our greatest gift.
Woo! Guys, it's crazy you would say that. I did a show once called Puzzle Pieces.
I did a show called
Puzzle Pieces, and it was saying exactly what you did, that everything has a place. It fits someplace. Every person fits somewhere. And what we have to understand, even the ugly parts of our lives that we don't want to talk about, we don't want to address, they help make who we are. They help make the picture pretty. And if you look at any, let's take the Mona Lisa. Everybody looks at her face. Oh, beautiful face. But someone in the little corner, the right-hand corner, this little dark place is because it takes that dark place to make up her robe. It, without that, it would be a blank space. Our life is incomplete without the bad times, bad things. I get it. We don't like it, but it's incomplete without it. Man, guys, listen. Brian, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, man. Guys, Brian DeChaco!
Thank you so much.
In the building, man. Brian, don't go away, Brian, real quick. We're going to finish up about 2 minutes. Let me get everybody situated here real quick. Guys, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed today's show. Waking up to a sunny day can't be beat. And even if it's overlooked, they are most welcome when they might not show up as often. Seeing the sun break through the clouds lets us know that it might take some work on our behalf. It might take that strong breeze, but sunny days don't occur by chance. We have to create them one ray of light at a time. Guys, I got to get out of here. I know you'd want me to stay forever, but I got to go. I got to get out of here, guys. But as always, you can stream right here East Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday to the show. Or stream it on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and so many more. I'm going to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go, y'all. Peace.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.